You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
God bless you. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program with pastor, evangelist, and Bible teacher, Delfino Garcia, Jr. Stay tuned to receive God's blessing through His Word.
I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender my all to You. I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender my all to You. Come and change my life. Come and change my heart. I surrender my
Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing me to be here one more time to preach the wonderful news, hallelujah, of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And God bless you. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program. And you know what? It is awesome. It is awesome. Hallelujah. Just knowing that God loves you, that God loves us, hallelujah, no matter, hallelujah, what we go through, He is always there waiting for us. Amen. Waiting for us to come to Him and ask Him for help or whatever we need. You know, hallelujah, praise God. He said that He will, you know, He will bless us, praise God, beyond our imagination. Hallelujah. Or whatever we can conjure up or imagine. The Word of God says that God can still bless us way, way, way beyond that. And I thank Him for that. I love Him for that because not for what I can get from Him, but because who He is. Amen. Praise God. And this morning, I'm going to share a little bit about how God is and how man is. Hallelujah. You know that a lot of times, if it was up to men to do things their way, you know what? It would be a terrible mess in this world. Hallelujah. It would be ugly. And I'm going to show you in what manner. Amen. But we thank God that He's our Heavenly Father. And that even though, hallelujah, He has no authority as far as the Garden of Eden or the world, you know, because of Satan that he took over after Adam betrayed him. Amen. He is still wonderful. He is still ready to help us. Hallelujah. And that's one of the reasons that God cannot just come in like a tidal wave, like a hurricane wind, and bless you. And, you know, because that would be violating what happened in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Now, if we ask God, He will come. And I want you to understand that, hallelujah, that God is a gentleman. He will not violate your rights. He will not violate your will, just like the devil does. Amen. God will never come and try to, misguide you or deceive you. God is truth, and His truth will last forever. And no matter what's going on, He will never, ever lie to you. And Satan does, amen. But anyway, hallelujah, we thank God for, allowing us to be here one more time. Hallelujah, we thank and praise Him. Hallelujah, that He gives me the anointing and the strength, the ability to, preach His word. Hallelujah, and it is awesome. It is awesome, hallelujah, how He backs you up when you are preaching the word of God. And this morning, I'm going to be preaching out of the book of Mark. Amen. I'm going to be preaching out of the book of Mark. And like I said, if it was up to men, totally 110% able to run this planet, we would be in worse trouble than we are right now. Amen. And I'm going to show you why. I'm going to let you know how. That's why When I preach the word of God and I tell you that I can guarantee you, I promise you, that if you call me and you and I agree in prayer concerning anything on planet Earth, that's what Jesus said. He said, I will do it. I will do it for you. There is nothing that I cannot do. I mean, there's a few things that I cannot do now. Amen. Lie, cheat, and all this stuff. But everything that is good, hallelujah, comes from God. Amen. Satan never gives you anything that is good, and he will never, ever do it because he hates your guts. I'll say it that way so you can understand. He hates you. I mean, he hates the very baby that's born right now to the last, he hates the human race. Now, God, Jesus said in John 10:10, he said, I have come to give you life and to give it to you in abundance. What he meant by that was he came to give you the life that God meant for you and for me to live. Amen. To have when in the Garden of Eden. I mean, God wanted us to enjoy life so bad that he blessed Abraham. Amen. He told Abraham that he was blessed, I mean, beyond anything. And what that means, or what that says to me, that Adam had everything that he needed, he would ever need. He had dominion over everything. Men don't have dominion over everything like God meant them to be. But you know what? I don't want to get too much into that because I want to come to the scripture that I want to read today. Amen. Now, if you have your Bible with you, I would like for you to open it to Mark chapter 2. And let me pray while you're doing that. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, hallelujah, for being so good. And Father, if there's any need out there right now, any listeners that need help in prayer, hallelujah, so their lives can be straightened out, Father, put in their hearts. And I know they have the faith because your word tells me that everybody has faith. And Lord, that that faith would be stirred up, come alive, and that we could agree in prayer, hallelujah, for their need. And Father, hallelujah, that they would do it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want to read something here. I've preached on this before in the past. And this morning, hallelujah, I was, you know, I was in prayer asking my Heavenly Father to give me a message. And I said, you know, I said, Father, I would like to preach on this today. And he said, Wilson, go ahead. Go ahead. You know, you have my permission. And I don't know if somebody out there is going to needs to hear this. But the thing that I want to show to you, the difference between God and men, and I love God, I mean, beyond everything, because God has compassion. I mean, he has love for everybody, compassion. He understands you more than you can ever imagine. And men, on the other hand, a lot of us, a lot of people, and I include myself because I'm in the human race too, you know, we do things to see what we can get from you. We want to, you know, and that's not what God wanted us to do. But anyway, let me read. And the word of God says, well, let me start in verse 3. And it's going to be like six scriptures. And I want them to carry from there. The word of God says in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And it's going to be like six scriptures. And I want them to carry from there. Four. Come nigh here or near him, hallelujah. For the people, it says press, but it's talking about all the people. They uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let it down. They let the man down, right? Hallelujah. The bed down, wherein the sick of the palsy laid. When Jesus saw their faith, listen to this. When Jesus saw their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Now, listen to this. I mean, right? I mean, I don't think it was seconds after Jesus said those words. Listen to the people that were there. I'm talking about the scribes. I'm talking about the teachers of the law. I'm talking about Pharisees, whoever was there, supposed to be religious people. Look what they started to think in their hearts. And Jesus knew. And he says, but there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. What does that mean? They were coming against Jesus. And he's going to show you. They were thinking, how can we kill this man? How can we get rid of him? How can we make him disappear off the face of the earth? Hallelujah. But Jesus knew their thoughts. Jesus knew their heart. And it says here, hallelujah, and Jesus told them, why doeth this, hallelujah, man does speak blasphemies? That's what they're saying. In other words, they're saying, why is Jesus saying this? And let's continue. Why does this man speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately, when Jesus perceived, or Jesus found out, or whatever, here it's perceived, in his spirit that they so reason within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye upon these things in your hearts? Why reason ye these things in your heart? Now, that was something that startled, it stunned them. Because how did Jesus know what they were talking about over there in secret, whisperings and all this stuff? He stunned them. And he says, whether it is here to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk, but that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into the house. Immediately the man arose. Now, check this out. If you can imagine this in your mind, hallelujah. Here comes four men carrying a person on a stretcher, you want to call it. They get to where Jesus was preaching, the place. They could not get in because it was packed. It was jam-packed, hallelujah. And there was no way to go through the door, through the windows, or whatever. So the next thing, hallelujah, they decided to do was climb on top of the roof, on the roof, hallelujah. And since there's no opening, they made an opening. They broke the tile. They made a hole. They sent the man down through the hole, hallelujah, on his bed. And Jesus, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, told the man, thy sins have been forgiven thee. And then they start, praise God, talking about who does he think he is? Who does he think? Well, thank God that God is God and that men are men, amen? Because the thing I want to make plain here is these guys did not care. The Pharisees, the scribes, the teachers of the law, whatever, they didn't care. They did not care about this man that was sick, amen? All they cared was to find something against Jesus. They were there to, destroy his reputation, to try to kill him. And the Word of God says a couple of times, or several times, that they did try to kill him. But Jesus walked by right through them. They didn't even see him go through them, and so forth and so forth. But Jesus, why do you reason? Why are you thinking ugly like that? Why, hallelujah, why don't you want this man healed? Now, the answer that they gave was this, hallelujah. Not only that, who does he think he is, Only God can forgive sins. But then they start telling him, hallelujah. And then he said, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day, a day that was they weren't supposed to work, a day that they weren't supposed to do nothing? And Jesus said, is it good to do good on the Sabbath day, or is it evil? And anyway, he said, you know what? You guys are something else. Praise God. And what I want to get to is, if nobody was supposed to work on the Sabbath day, what were the men doing carrying that guy on the stretcher? Weren't they working? Yes, they were. When they went up there and broke the tile and all this, were they not laboring, working? Yes, they did. They made a hole. So why didn't the scribes and all these people look at them and say, hey, guys, you're not supposed to be working. Hallelujah. It's the Sabbath. And then, no, but they didn't care about the other people. They cared about Jesus. They wanted to find a way, hallelujah, to destroy Jesus. But Jesus told them, you know what? I am. In a way, he said, I am Lord of the Sabbath. Amen? He told them, so that you know that I have power on earth to forgive sins and to heal, I'm going to do both of them right in front of your faces. So he did. And I thank God because God loves, amen? God loves you so much, hallelujah, that he doesn't look at the time he's going to heal you. He doesn't look at the time, the hour or the date. He doesn't care. If you come to him today, If you come to him right now, hallelujah, and you need prayer, and we, you and I, unite in prayer, we agree in prayer, hallelujah, we agree in faith, hallelujah, it doesn't matter, hallelujah, what time it is to God. It doesn't matter if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It doesn't matter to him, because his desire is for you to be made free of that sickness, of that problem. You need a financial breakthrough? God doesn't tell you, well, hold up, maybe tomorrow, maybe tomorrow I'll think about it, and maybe the day after that. No, God is a now God. God wants to heal you right now. He wants a miracle to happen in your life right now. He wants to bless you right now, hallelujah. And he doesn't care who you are. If you trust this word, if you believe what I'm preaching, God will move, hallelujah, in your life. It doesn't matter what you're going through, because God is greater than what you're going through. There is nothing, hallelujah, that is above the name of Jesus. And the word God told, and I've been reading that a couple of weeks ago, that Jesus has been given a name that is above every name, hallelujah. That in the name of Jesus, every disease has to bow. Every problem, hallelujah, has to confess that Jesus is Lord, and that Jesus can, hallelujah, heal. Jesus can bless you, hallelujah, through the Holy Ghost, and God is waiting. He is more than able. His desire is for you to be made free of all of these things, hallelujah. And the devil knows it. Satan knows it, and he will tell you, he will try to deceive you, and he will tell you, don't call. How many times have they prayed for you? Well, this is the time to deceive you, and they will tell you, because all the time, you know, you feel in your spirit, some of you are tired of being sick, some of you are tired of having lack of almost everything, hallelujah. Some of you have even lost your homes, your cars, hallelujah. Well, whose fault is that? Satan. Hallelujah. Because you are hearing my voice right now. You are hearing the word of God. Your spirit right now is ready to call and agree with me that you will have the victory. But Satan will come in and say, you know what? He will try to kill your faith. Amen. By telling you, no, don't call, man. Don't worry about it. Don't call. How many times have they prayed for you already? And nothing's happened. You know, he'll come with those kind of thoughts, and those thoughts are negative thoughts, and they will weaken your faith. They can stop you from calling. It can become a stumbling block in your life. He might tell you, man, nobody can help you with this problem. Man, this problem is so overwhelming, so huge that, I mean, there's nothing that's too big for God. There is nothing that God cannot, hallelujah, help you with. Amen? He will help you as long as you put your trust in him and believe the word that I'm preaching. I'll give you our phone numbers in a minute. Don't wait. Don't let the lying devil deceive you any longer. Some of you, hallelujah. And you know what? If we go to the next chapter, we see about the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years. It doesn't matter how long you've been sick. Today is your day, hallelujah, for healing. Just don't allow Satan to bring those negative thoughts into your brain and tell you, hey, it's been an hour. You haven't been healed yet. You still feel the same. No, hallelujah. God is never late, but he's never early. Just at the right time. The Bible says there is a time for everything. And it doesn't matter, hallelujah, praise God. The Lord will be here. The Lord can heal you now, can save your marriage now, can save your children now, can save your spouse now, hallelujah. Let me tell you, and what I preach, brother, I preach it on all our radio station that we're in, hallelujah, we're on, praise God, and I get up every morning just to let you know, hallelujah. And don't think I get up at, like our program here is at 10, don't think I get up at 9, and no, I get up way earlier there praying, asking God for guidance, asking God, hallelujah, for the victory in your life, in my life, or family life. I mean, I'm telling you, praise God, you cannot lose. You cannot lose. The only way that you will lose is if you listen to that lying devil. And that's what he wants you to do, for you to be, hallelujah, losing every battle. And the Lord says, the battle is not yours, it's mine. The battle is not yours, it's mine. Call upon me, and I will answer thee. He told Jeremiah, chapter 33, he said, I will call you. I mean, call upon me, and I will show you things that you have never seen before. And I will manifest myself in your life the way you've never seen before. Brother, sister, listener, let me tell you that God is here. God wants to help you. And God's everywhere. Amen. So you can call us at 221-1100. You can call me now. Don't wait for deadline level to deceive you and keep you from calling. Do not allow him to do that. Hallelujah. And you know what? I was asking a long time ago, if people believe in the devil, how come they don't believe in God? If they know the devil is so evil and can do things like the movies, Exorcist and all this and all that, because they come and tell me about it and they believe it and all this, how come they can't believe that God, hallelujah, can do a lot more and good things only? Amen. Call me 221-1100 and I'll pray with you. We will agree in prayer, but do not wait. Do not wait. Now listen, if we cannot get to you real quick, do not hang up. Again, do not hang up. We will pray with you. Amen. Because sometimes we get 5 or 6 calls at the same time. Don't hang up on us. Okay. Stay there. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I just turned on your station and I wanted to call. I've heard you a couple times before and I just felt touched, you know, to call and tell you that I love Jesus and
amen.
I just wanted to say how great you guys are and you really uplift our spirits out here.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. And all the glory goes to God and praise God. We're here every Saturday morning. Okay, sister. We love hearing from you. Amen. Do you need prayer?
Yes, please. I wanted to see if you could pray for me and my family, just God's presence in our life. I know he's in our life.
Amen.
And
yes.
I pray for it all the time.
All right, sister.
I just wanted to ask for you to pray for us so we could have 2 people agreeing in it.
Amen. Give me your first name only.
My name is Lori.
Lori. All right, let's pray, Lori. And you know that God loves you and he's with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I agree with my sister, Lori, Father. Father, I pray that your blessings will come upon them, overtake them, Lord, hallelujah, like your word says. And Father, I declare her family, her entire family, in victory. If there's healings to be, praise God, and they need, Father, I know you will heal. I know you're there with them, Father. You will give them the victory over everything in the mighty name of Jesus. And by faith, I'm declaring done. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sister Lori,
thank
God bless you.
Jesus.
And you just start praising God and thanking him. And, you know, hallelujah, have a great week in Christ. Yes, 221-1100. You can call us. Don't wait too long, hallelujah, because, you know, Satan, that's all he needs to take advantage of the situation. Amen. Hallelujah. 221-1100. Good morning. God bless you. Good morning. God bless
Good
you.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yes. My name is Esteban de Jesus. I was just calling and see, would you be able to pray for my family?
Of course we will, brother. Uh-huh. All right, brother.
Because
let's play.
I'm pretty sure that she has some demon on her, and I would like to have some prayer for her because I believe in prayer. And I always hear your preaching always.
Well, thank you, brother, and thank God. Hallelujah. Brother, let us pray, Esteban, and the Lord will, hallelujah, he will come to your rescue, he will bless you, okay? Heavenly Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm agreeing with my brother Esteban, Father. Father, whatever's going there, Father, I am rebuking that in the name of Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah, I send the Holy Ghost there, hallelujah, in that house, Father, and I'm thanking you and I'm praising you for blessing this family, Lord, beyond what they can imagine, Father. I thank you and I praise you, and I thank you for my brother calling, hallelujah, having that faith to call, Father. We thank you for the victory in this family's life, and by Jesus, I declare it done. Amen and amen. Praise God. Esteban, you started praising the Lord for that. Amen. And you have a great week in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got about 4 minutes left. Hallelujah. Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Yes.
This is Carolyn. And the old Satan, he tries to tell me about my neck that I am so dizzy here this morning. I was so dizzy this morning, and I got down on my knees. I love the Lord.
Amen.
And I kept saying, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed.
You sure are, sister.
And so I felt that I should be calling someone else to pray with me because for 2 or more.
Yes.
You know, so, yes. Yes, I still have some dizziness, But I'm trusting Lord, the Lord, that He will heal me. And my children, they all, they need salvation, and the whole family. So I praise you, Lord, and praise God that I know that He will.
Sister Carolyn,
take care of them too.
Let's pray, and He will touch your entire family, because He said, He made a promise, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, and your whole household. Yes. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, right now, in the name of Jesus.
Don't forget now, this dizziness in my neck, my neck, I wasn't able to even move this morning because I'm so dizzy.
Right, sister.
But now, I've been saying that to the Lord, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed.
Amen.
Because He told me so. So I would appreciate, I hope you understood that.
Yes, I do. Thanks. Yes, I do. Completely. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, first of all, Father, I pray that you stretch forth your miracle working hand, touch that neck, and that dizziness has to go away right now. Right now. And I praise that God, confess our entire family is saved, healed, blessed, and delivered. And Father, thank God, praise you for delivering from your Carolina, Father. Hallelujah. All this dizziness and neck problem. Father, you have restored it to. Please, God, completely help. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I pray. I pray down. Amen. Amen. Sister Carolyn, you're going to start thanking God and now praising Him just like you were doing. God will not fail you. Amen. God will not fail you. Praise God. I'll still care. Hallelujah. You can have to steal. Hallelujah. There's nothing to steal. Whatever you would call. Hallelujah. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Pastor Delfino.
Yeah.
I want prayer tonight for my pastor and the family. My middle child has not talked to me or talked to her youngest sister for a long time, and every day I'm hoping and I'm praying that she will call, and the Lord peace and the family and respect and love.
She will.
Between all us, the three children and myself.
All right, sister. Give me your first name. Give me your first name.
D. And my daughter Amanda. Yes. D. My daughter Amanda is the one that doesn't speak to the other sibling, the youngest one sometimes, and very rarely speaks to the oldest one.
All right. Sister, we're going to pray. We're going to be going off the air while we're praying. But all the rest of you stay on the line. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank and I praise you for giving thee the victory, Father, right now, that our children will be united again in harmony and peace and love. And Father, I thank and I praise you in Jesus' mighty name for that. And I declare her, Father, total victory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Dee, thank you. And stay on the line. I'll be right with you. Is Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of Victory program. If you need prayer and live in Pahokee or the surrounding area, call 561-924-2564. If you live outside the calling area, call 1-800-484-8994. When the operator comes on and says, to complete your call, enter the 4-digit security code, please enter 2192. Or you may write to Delfina Garcia Jr. Ministries at P.O. Box 177, Pahokee, Florida, 33476. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Port St. Lucie First Church of the Nazarene is a church on the move. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Wednesday evening Bible study and prayer at 7 p.m. The church is located at 121 Southwest Kester Drive in Port St. Lucie, just off of Darwin Boulevard. For more information, call 336-3908. Let us be your church home on your way to your heavenly home. That number again, 336-3908.
What good are angels that you can't see? On the next edition of Renewing Your Mind, Dr. R.C. Sproul will teach us about the ministerial role of angels during the days of Elisha and later in the life and ministry of Jesus. Join us on this station for the next Renewing Your Mind with Dr. R.C. Sproul.
Heard at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Monday through Friday on WCNO.